The evolving situation in Ukraine is also increasing pressure on freight services and rates between Asia and Europe. Operators are suspending Russia-bound services, causing shippers to be wary about sending shipments between Asia and Europe via both the sea and rail network. An early March global container shipping report by HSBC noted that some of these cargoes could switch from rail to ocean shipping, despite longer transit times. A 50% diversion of rail cargoes would equate to 3.2% of the weekly nominal ocean capacity on the Asia-Europe trade route, said Parosh Jain, head of shipping and ports at HSBC. In Asia, China's strict COVID-19 policies are also adding to port disruption. Congestion picked up in the Pearl River Delta, likely due to the COVID-19-related dynamic lockdown in Shenzhen. We expect China's strict COVID-19 policy might continue to disrupt the fragile supply chains, noted Jain. Related articles: China casts a pall over air cargo capacity. Flight cancellations due to COVID-19 outbreaks across various Chinese airports will further impact operations in 2022. Continued tightness in the supply-demand balance could potentially lift spot freight rates further, not just on Asia-Europe but globally. Dominique Vonarelli, Global Head, Ocean Freight, DHL Global Forwarding, said, DHL is closely monitoring the impact of any potential modal shift to ocean on European services. We will continue to ensure customers have adequate capacity available but urge them to book early.